Welcome to a Beast Life brand mini episode. Get ready, Lions Tribe. It's time to live powerful and represent. Let's break some chains with 5 minutes of fire.
5 minutes of fire.
What's up, Lions Tribe? Fired Up Phil here with another mini episode of Breathing Fire, Beast Life Brand Podcast. I got a cool message for you today. I want to talk to you about our Lions Manifesto. So what do I mean? What is our Lions Manifesto? So what is a manifesto? It's something that you live by, something that you declare. And in this case, I want to talk to you a little bit about like the power of affirmations, right? Some people call them incantations. Other people call them auto-suggestions. I like to think of it more as also praying in faith, right? Praying and you know, basically affirming things in a state of faith. That's where we want to be, right? We want to, when we ask things of God, the Bible tells us that we need to pray, and we need to pray believing that we're going to receive those things. And then if we do that, if we can pray with faith, then we unlock the ability for God to open up opportunities and provide and answer prayer. And so what is that? Like, why does that happen? Right? Because here's the thing. Like, it also says that you cannot please God without faith. And I don't believe you can have prayers answered many times without faith. Now, I've had the unique experience of having God come in and intervene in my life without me acting in any facet of faith in that, okay? So I'm not saying that God does not move in people's lives or do anything outside of, you know, them praying in faith or whatnot. But I will say that even when that was happening, there was somebody else who was praying in faith for me. So if there was intercession where they were praying in faith for me, there was still an element of faith involved in my, you know, in God intervening in my intervention in my life. And so it has me thinking, so like, you know, obviously we're talking about faith right now. So is it possible to have something answered? Is it possible to have, you know, something that you desire, that you want to improve, or that you, you know, want to create in your life? Is it possible to have this without faith? And I want to say, I don't know that it is possible to do it without faith. I can tell you one thing, and this is what we're going to talk about in this podcast episode, that if you do want it, if you want the sure shot, you know, recipe for it, you pretty much better include faith in that recipe. And that ingredient of faith better be like one of the main ingredients that you have in your recipe. Because you can unlock so many things when you operate in the power of faith. And that's what we want to do for you. We want to help you build up your faith in this episode. We want to help you understand the power of faith. And we want to help you unlock, using the ingredient of faith, the opportunities and stuff that God has in store for you, right? That He actually has for the king and the queen that you are. See, He has a kingdom prepared for you right now, and He wants you to walk in it. And we're limiting ourselves. You're limiting yourself right now in your ability to walk within that kingdom that God has prepared for you because of your lack of faith. And we all lack the type of faith that, you know, God would love us to have, right? And that's okay, because we are human, and it's our responsibility to work on improving our faith all the time, right? To work on getting higher levels of faith. Sometimes we have more faith in certain seasons of our life than in others, right? And that's part of life. But what I want to accomplish on this podcast episode is I just want to make you aware of the factor of the importance of the ingredient of faith in your life and how powerful it can be to unlock all of the opportunities and stuff that God is trying to give you. He's trying to provide for you. to unlock that kingdom that he has already created for you to walk into. And by faith, you can start unlocking opportunities and paths that God can place in front of you to be able to start walking into that kingdom and having that created for you, okay? And so that is so awesome. Now, let me read to you our Lions Manifesto. If you have not gotten this yet, please feel free to message me. Go to beastlife.com. You can find us. We will definitely give this to you. But this is our Lions Manifesto. It's our creed, so to speak. It's the affirmation, one of the affirmations that we recommend that you say on a regular basis, either every morning or, you know, every week, or use it in some, you know, manner of consistency. So check this out. Here we go. Christ lived the original beast life and has called me to the lion's tribe to develop my potential and become one of God's mighty warriors. I make no excuses because I understand the biggest obstacle in my way is myself. Forget laziness and wasting time away. I'm building my legacy each day. I stand my ground in the face of fear even when the enemy of self-doubt draws near. I live with purpose, so I'm set. Of course I'm fired up, that you can bet. I'm a warrior, battle-tested with the scars to show, rocking the whole armor of God, so let's go. I never accept defeat. That means I don't fold, because gameness and perseverance is how I roll. From a burning desire, my greatest weapon is my passion fire. So forget the sidelines. I want in the game. I'm not afraid to fail. I'm looking to score, because taking chances is what makes life worth so much more. I live with passion or I'll die with regret. It's my choice, and faith I place best. To live powerful and represent, breaking chains and kicking ass is how that gets spent. Now, I love that. That gets me fired up, right? I wrote that because I wanted something to, you know, that I could program myself with and elevate my level of faith with. And that's what I created. That's the Lion's Manifesto. And it's so cool and so powerful because it unlocks the power of faith and the power of God within our lives. And I think that if you're not surrounded by people that are building up your faith, and if you're not every morning, if you don't have a routine that you're doing that is allowing you to, you know, speak these positive affirmations and things into your life to build up the belief in yourself, then you need to develop the habit of doing that, because I think it's way more important than a lot of people give credit to. It's not like just some dumbass, like stupid thing that, you know, like some, you know, weirdos do or weirdos teach. Not at all. This is something that every person, you know, can benefit from. And the most successful people are typically doing this in some form or another. And so I highly recommend it to you. So, you know, praying in faith, when you start to do this, you start to build up your belief, because Let's take a look at what is faith, right? The Bible teaches us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen, right? So when we pray in faith and when we start to build ourselves up through affirmations and in building that belief up, that is allowing us to have the faith in these things that we're hoping for, right? To have these things that, and believing that we can have this evidence of this thing that we're looking for that we can't even see yet. It's unseen, right? So what is so powerful about that is, like, there is a kingdom waiting for you right now that God has created. And you might have a glimpse and you might know, and I would expect that you do, because you want to have a little bit of clarity in what it is that you're seeking and what it is that God is trying to provide to you, right? And so when you start to realize, hey, this is the direction that, you know, you want to go into, or you want to become this type of person, maybe you want to change, you know, your career path, or maybe you want to elevate the career that you're on and the business that you have as an entrepreneur, you want to stop, you know, playing small, and you want to elevate to a, you know, to a seven-figure, multi-seven-figure, eight-figure business, right? Let's say that those are the aspirations that you're dealing with right now that you're trying to accomplish. So what you want to do is you want to create a routine every morning, and you want to start surrounding yourself with people that are going to be a positive influence to help you accomplish that, right? You want to surround yourself with people who you're in alignment with that are going to, you know, believe in you and help you. And you want to surround yourself with faith people not pessimists, right? Not people who are taking and stealing your faith from you, but people who are contributing to the to your bank account of faith within yourself, right? That's the awesome, you know, power of association when you start to surround yourself with people like that. And you start to say your affirmations in the morning, you start to get fired up, and then you start to realize, like, hey, I actually am starting to see things happen in my life that I never realized would happen before. Doors start to open, paths start to become, you know, paved, and you start to see a way to get to where it is that you're looking to go. So if you're trying to level up, maybe before you can't even see how you're going to get there, right? But then you're praying in faith and you're building the belief up that you don't know how necessarily you might get there, but you know that you're gonna get there. And then God starts to reveal the how to you, and He starts to open doors, and you start to, you know, start to see the path to get there, right? And that's how the power of faith works, and that's how the power of praying in faith works. And it's my prayer for you that you understand that all things are possible to the believer, right? All things are possible to the believer. And when we pray in faith and when we set our eyes to the prize, no matter how high it is achievable, it's reachable to you. And so I just want to encourage you today to, you know, to improve and increase your faith. I don't think that this is ever a bad message, because there's always room to improve our faith. It doesn't matter who we are, doesn't matter where we are, we can always level up our faith. And we always need a reminder of how powerful faith is and how important it is in our life. And so that was basically the gist of and the purpose of my podcast for you today, with a quick reminder to let you understand that it's time to level up your faith today, and it's time to, you know, start working on improving maybe some affirmations in your life. Maybe it's time for you to start grabbing some relationships and being more intentional about developing those relationships and bringing people closer to you that are going to elevate your faith, that are going to elevate the belief in yourself, that actually believe in you, maybe even more so than you believe in you, because that is amazing, and that is so powerful when you get surrounded by people who push you and see things in you and believe in you more than you believe in yourself. They start to elevate the level of belief you have in yourself, which totally starts to skyrocket your faith. And then, you know, obviously, all those things that we just talked about to start coming into, you know, fruition. And God, the power of God can be unlocked in your life. And it can only happen when you're operating with faith. So, if you want to unlock the power of God, let's start by improving your faith. I'm going to sign off on that note. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you go have a faith-filled day today. I hope you enjoy you know, the rest of your day, and I hope that you take into consideration what I'm asking you to do, which is to go and start some, you know, a better routine if you don't have one, and to fill yourself up with different surroundings like people, books, all these things. Program yourself with faith. That's what I want you to do today. Go have a kick-ass day. God bless. I love you, and I'll see you on another episode of Breathing Fire. Peace out. God bless.
All right, Lions Tribe, that wraps up another episode of Breathing Fire. We truly hope you enjoyed it. If so, it would mean the world to us if you'd help us kingdom build by leaving us a great review on the platform you're listening on. Subscribe or follow the podcast and share it with friends. Thank you so much. God bless. Remember to visit us online at beastlife.com. Join our free Facebook group, The Lions Tribe, and connect with us across social at Beast Life Brand. Until next time, keep breaking chains and living powerful. Peace out.